If you've ever thought, I know what to do, I just can't seem to do it, this episode is for you. We're unpacking the invisible script you've been handed and the real reason your start-over attempts never stick. It's not because you lack discipline or willpower, but because the belief is that something's wrong with you. This is the very thing keeping you stuck. Because if you think something is wrong with you, then what? Well, then something needs to be fixed. And so we enter this loop. My eating habits are wrong, so I gotta fix my eating habits. The body isn't ideal. I need to fix this. Fix the way the body looks. Or I'm feeling sad. Something must be wrong. So we go right to fixing our mood or fixing the day. And then when we don't do it perfectly, or we quote unquote in our minds mess up, it doesn't get fixed. And we reinforce the very belief that we failed and that we're a problem to fix. So here's what I want to talk about today as it relates to this. Fixing senses there's a problem, right? Like if we have to fix something, then something must be wrong. And the body then is a problem, or our eating is a problem, or our weight is a problem. And so when we look at it this way, when we try to fix ourselves, we fix our body, we try to fix our eating, especially from a place of fear or urgency, which is what I see so many of my clients doing, the more danger signals that we send to the brain. I had a client a few years ago that was living in a chronic state of fixing herself for 40 years. And when she came to me, she said, I need to do something and I need to do it fast. And she gave this 40-year struggle a time frame. Like it was conditional. It has to happen in this amount of time, which was ironic because when I actually listened to her story, this is the very strategy that she used for 40 years. The quick fix, the diet shakes, the thing that would make her lose the weight the fastest, only to realize it wasn't sustainable. She didn't enjoy doing that. She couldn't keep up with it. So she'd go off of it and then end up right back where she started. And when I think this through, I think, yeah, I can't be in this body as it is. I need to hurry and fix it. And to reference the last episode, what was missing wasn't finding the right plan for her. It was connection with herself, meeting herself in those moments, learning to be with and stay with herself when she looked in the mirror and she didn't like what she saw, or when she was feeling so driven by her productivity, she couldn't relax or slow down. When we believe something's wrong with our body or our eating or ourselves, and we need to fix it and fix it fast, it signals to the brain a stress response. And here's what I've studied and I want to share with you that's been so helpful is the body can't tell the difference between the stress response of running out of a burning building, like hurry, hurry, time is running out, right? Or stressing over fixing a number on the scale, hurry, hurry, time is running out, and I don't like this number. It's all stress chemistry to the body. And when you're in stress chemistry, it sends a signal to do many things. But for starters, it shuns all the blood flow away from our internal organs and our digestion to the extremity so that we can run our buns to safety. It was designed that way. It's not concerned with digesting your meal and rest and repair. It's concerned with survival. And here's what most women, it's really important for them to learn, is that when we're living in this state of quick fix it fast stressor, it sends a signal to the body to stop burning muscle. I'm sorry, stop burning fat, stop building muscle, store more fat. Not to mention so many other life-sucking things like malabsorption and nutrient excretion. So, the very thing we're trying to do, right? Lose weight, burn fat, build muscle, is counteracted by living in our stress state of quick fix mindset. And most women I know are living in this constant low-level or high-level stress state. It might not be the number on the scale. It might be her pace of life. I don't have time. I gotta hurry. And she's living in a rush. She's running from thing to thing. She's eating standing up. She's skipping meals. She's eating fast. She's driving fast. She's talking fast. She's living fast. She's labeling food, good or bad, right or wrong. She's living in an unwillingness to slow down and rest, trying to stay on track with life and with the plan. But guess what? That's all stress chemistry to the body. And what we know through physiology is that our nervous system runs the show, and all healing, repair, regeneration, weight loss takes place in the parasympathetic nervous system. That's our rest and digest state. So you can be doing all the right things, right? The right plan, the right way. But if you are living in either a chronic state of stress or rush or quick fix, hurry, hurry, this has to change, your body won't heal or do what you hope it will do. And to add to that, the moment when things don't go fast enough, because I hear this from so many women who cycle back through these behaviors, is that it's just not happening fast enough. Or they have a hard day or a moment where they quote unquote fall off the wagon. It fuels evidence for them that something's wrong and it needs to be fixed. And then the cycle continues. But I want you to consider a different way of looking at this. And here's how I talk about it in my membership. Your eating habits are not a problem to fix. They are a collection of thoughts, emotions, habits, behaviors, patterns to understand. Your body, your feeling behind, your overwhelm, your weight, they are not problems to fix. They're a collection of thoughts, emotions, habits, behaviors, and patterns that we want to understand. And we do that with connection. But what we do is then we make it about us. I'm a problem to fix. And I want to tell you today that you're not a problem to fix either. You, your whole collection of thoughts, emotions, behaviors, habits, patterns that we want to understand. You are a whole woman living in a world that has trained you to constantly question, fix, compare, critique, and pick yourself apart. So when we're in that state, if I could just eat better, I'd stop feeling so out of control. If I could just get it together and fix this, I'd stop feeling so behind. So you make the plan, or you buy the meals, or you get organized and you whisper, this time's going to be different. But by Thursday, you're eating popcorn over the sink, snapping at your partner, or locking yourself in the bathroom just to breathe. This isn't about needing more discipline, but about the beliefs you've been trained into. Like, if I can't fix this, I'll fall apart. And that's bad. If I don't keep it together, I'll fall apart. That's bad. If I slow down, I'll lose control and I don't trust myself, right? If I rest, I'm lazy. What will people think of me? But we don't have to live into these narratives anymore. Trying to fix yourself is the very mindset that's keeping you stuck. And I want to share the exact moment for me that this truth hit home. This is actually the birthplace of my Overcoming Overwhelm course and the Still Point Method, the practice that I'm going to be teaching you. This was several years ago. I was 7 years ago, maybe. I was spiraling physically, emotionally, mentally, under the weight of a Lyme disease diagnosis. there was brain fog, joint pain, chronic fatigue, and on the outside though, I was holding it all together. No one could really see it besides, you know, my closest friends and my closest circle that I was in communication and conversation with that about, but no one else knew because I was still functioning. I was still parenting my kids. I was still working. I was still producing things. I was still showing up. But inside, anxiety, fear, overwhelm. And I didn't realize it at the time, but looking back, I believed I couldn't live fully and vibrantly until I fixed this. This was a problem that needed to be fixed. I couldn't fully live until it was fully healed. So I got fixated on the healing. And I threw myself into finding the answers. Doctors, labs, specialists, supplements, protocols, trying to find all the quote unquote the right thing. And one day I was shopping in this little boutique in North Carolina on my break from a convention. And I saw a bracelet that caught my eye. It wasn't the beauty of the bracelet that caught my eye. It was the quote that caught my eye. It was a quote by C.S. Lewis. And it said, "It's not the load that weighs you down. It's the way you carry it." It's not the load that weighs you down, Jill. It's the way you carry it. And that moment stopped me in my tracks so much so that I kept coming back, picking it up, putting it down, coming back, putting it down, right? Because the truth was hitting. I wasn't carrying it well. And I knew it deep inside, and it stopped me in my tracks. I was carrying it like it was all up to me, and I'm holding it together, and I couldn't fully live my life until I fixed this. And when I got home a couple days later, I remember sitting in my car after a walk and pulling out a scrap piece of paper. And I wrote Lyme disease at the top and let my mind go. And in a short 5 minutes, I'd written things like, "I can't enjoy life until I'm symptom free. And like something's wrong with me. I'm going to die early and won't live to see my potential. I've never met someone thriving after this diagnosis," which at the time was true. It's not true anymore, but at the time it was. "And then these, my kids will never see me thrive. I'm not giving them the childhood I dreamed for them." And I stared at that list like, no wonder I feel this way. This was the internal soundtrack of someone who looked high functioning on the outside but was crumbling under a story I had been living. My nervous system was so dysregulated. I was living in an internal state of stress. Hurry, hurry, time is running out. It's urgent. We need to fix this. Fix it fast. Right? And the fear, will I ever live to see my potential? Will my kids ever see me thrive? Like, those are deep things. And in that moment, I didn't need a protocol. I didn't need more willpower. I did not need to push through and figure this out. I needed that pause. I needed that sacred interruption in my car, writing this down. The kind of pause that for me says, how am I carrying this? And seeing it like, is there another way for me to look at this? And God, I need you. This is not mine to carry. I don't want to carry it like this any longer. That's the pause. So here's what I want to invite you in this episode. I want you to take out a piece of paper. If you're walking, if you're driving, not right now, of course, but maybe before bed in the quiet space, take out a piece of paper and write the thing you tried to fix at the top. Maybe it's your weight. Maybe it's your eating, your overwhelm, your irritability. Let your mind go unedited for 5 minutes. and write it all down. What do you really believe about this thing? What do you hear yourself say? Because if the story sounds like, I should know better, I need to fix this, I'm a problem to fix, I'm not enough, if only, I'll only be happy when, right? It's not that you're broken or that something's wrong with you, but you are in a mental framework that is keeping you stuck and maybe even miserable and frustrated and overwhelmed. And that can change. So before we move on, I'll say it again because it was so helpful for me to live into this. It's not the load that weighs you down. It's the way you carry it. And here's my follow-up from all those years ago. That was a turning point for me to see that, to recognize the agency that I have on how I relate to this chronic situation. And I have completely changed the way that I think about and carry this diagnosis. But this is what I want you to know. My joint pain, my swollen joints, my fatigue, my cute little arthritic looking thumb, as my 14-year-old would say, my brain fog, those things have not gone away. But the way I relate to it is without fear, without anxiety, without worry, and it has made the world of difference. So while my symptoms haven't gotten much better than when I was sitting in the car all those years ago, the way I live my life, the way I relate to my health, the way I speak about it, the way I hold myself, the trust I have, the thankfulness I choose, the protocol that I choose, and the way I show up every day is completely different. And I have so much peace. And I am way more calm. And that's the flex. And the women who shift this, they decide to be done with fixing. They start practicing this pause and the things that I teach in this membership and the Stillpoint framework that I'll be sharing with you. They put it to practice and they stop trying to earn their worth and they stop trying to get it right and find the right thing. They stop thinking they need to be symptom free or in their ideal body to fully live in this moment. They stop thinking they need to be healthy and happy to experience emotional eating freedom and breakthrough, or that to be in a certain body, they can choose food freedom as they are on their journey before they even reach whatever kind of ideal body they think they need. It shifts completely in an emotional eating breakthrough that maybe I don't need to be this certain size and then all of a sudden I'll feel free in my food. No, it's the other way around. I choose freedom first. I choose how to relate to myself first. I stop performing and I start practicing a new way of relating to myself. I don't need to fix this. I want to be free. And they stop speaking so negatively about themselves and then start to ask, what do I actually need right now? This is what the Nourished Woman Lifestyle is all about. And if you want support in learning this, this membership is where it's happening, and you can check the show notes for details. But this is the reflection question I want to leave with you today. In this episode, what if this moment isn't asking you to fix anything, but to be with it, to learn to relate to it differently, to pause instead of push through, to listen instead of manage or control, to soften instead of strive? Because this pause and being present to ourselves as we are and relating to ourselves in this moment changes everything. That's where the shift begins. So in the next episode, I'll walk you through the still point method that I use in the Nourished Woman Lifestyle membership, and how one simple pause can rewire your entire response to food, stress, overwhelm, and your scattered brain. This is the still point, and it changes everything. I'll see you in the next episode.